national strategies and actions aimed at awareness raising, prevention, emergence, and social integration of victims, and is based on the international guidelines guiding the fight against trafficking in human beings. As for the governance, this plan confirmed the establishment of a coordinating cabina di regia, control room, of a political institutional nature, and a technical committee to support the cabina di regia to ensure the adoption of a multidisciplinary and integrated approach among the various actors, both institutional and private social. Among the priorities of the National Action Plan Against Trafficking is the updating of the national referral mechanism as made in December 2023. In June 2024, Italy's special envoy for human trafficking issues was appointed. This role involves engagement with the European and international organizations, as well as the coordination of efforts between national administrations to improve the national response, with a view to extending relevant measures, including on early detention and awareness raising. On the occasion of the European Anti-Trafficking Day, the Equal Opportunities Department and the Italian Civil Aviation Authority signed a protocol to train aviation personnel in identifying cases of human trafficking. The Department for Equal Opportunities also launched a national awareness raising campaign with the aim of educating the public about trafficking. Worthy of note is also the survey on the safety of women, which ISTAT, the National Office of Statistics, will carry out in 2025, including a module to study the trafficking and labor exploitation of Italian and foreign women. The National Programme for Asylum, Migration and Integration Fund foresees 40 million euros for the Equal Opportunities Department to increase the capacity to early identify and receive the victims of trafficking. Under the last edition on October 2024, the relevant OSCE training for the Mediterranean regional area was held at the COESPU in Vicenza to be considered within the wider relevant framework of this multi-stakeholder training for national and international officials. This innovative event strengthened the operational capacity of over 50 anti-trafficking professionals from OSCE, participating states and partners in the Mediterranean region. The state police has been always conducting relevant training courses. Since 2014, it has been established a school of investigations and investigative units are specifically trained and updated, including by simultaneous, also simulations, also covering caporalato. Training courses for magistrates are provided by the Higher School of the Judiciary. From 2025, the relevant course takes on a structural character. Lastly, in 2023, 201 smugglers and 96 traffickers were arrested. In 2024, 68 smugglers and 117 traffickers were arrested. Consequently, in 2023, there has been an increase in the number of judicial proceedings and convictions. The number of persons definitively sentenced has increased by 30% compared with the previous year. Thank you very much for your attention.
Taking again the floor on the remarks made about labor exploitation and caporalato. The fight against labor exploitation and caporalato and the promotion of decent work are a priority in Italy. As of 2020, Italy adopted a national 3-year